This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
But we've come so far in 5 months. It feels like we've come so far in 5 months.
It does and it doesn't, because nothing's really been done this year.
That's very true. We've spent an eternity accomplishing nothing. That's what it seems like.
Exactly. There you go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, episode 113, with Ashley and Spider back again. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Yeah? What did you do today?
Man, I gave up on my sisters. They're supposed to have been coming over and, like, cleaning up their room, and they haven't, so I gave up on them, and I started cleaning up their room. I was doing that for a few hours. I only stopped around 7 to give myself a break before we started doing this to have some dinner and stuff. So I'm tired, but I'm feeling accomplished.
Well, that's good. What's stopping them from coming over and cleaning their room?
Allegedly schoolwork, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, that's... They don't come over on the weekends either, so... But they're like, we just have a lot of schoolwork. I'm like, all right, well, it's been like a few weeks now and you haven't come over even once, so.
Yeah.
But how have you been?
I've been good. Busy as well. Work has been beating me down over the last couple weeks. I think I mentioned this before, but we're working on transitioning our training classes to online training because people work from home and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So for a couple of the online videos that we're creating, since as far as I know, I'm the only one with recording software and a microphone at home. Mm-hmm. They have asked me to do the voiceover for some of the training videos. And so we've been going back and forth and back and forth with script revisions and all this other kind of stuff and reviews. So we finally got a script back today for one of the chapters that they wanted me to do, record the script for. And when I tell you that today had to be the noisiest day ever. Because, like, normally, you know, there's some noise when we're recording a podcast and everything. And granted, for the past, what, I don't know, maybe 2.5 to 3 weeks, they've been doing construction outside. Mm. And, yeah, sometimes it's, like, real noisy where they're doing a lot of hammering and stuff like that. But, I don't know, just something about today, it was just the worst. And then... Not only while I was recording, there was a helicopter that flew overhead. Not once, but twice. And I'm like, what is going on today? Now, I'm pretty sure it's always noisy and I just don't pay any attention to it. But just when I wanted it to be quiet. And it was so funny because I felt like I had just started recording because I was working on another chapter and I was trying to get that one updated. But then the website went down. So I was like, okay, well, at least while the website is down, then I'll record the script and get that out of the way. And it was like probably about like 1:15. And I started recording, and I was like, okay, that sounds all right, but let me do another take just in case. And I feel like that's when the construction workers got off their lunch break, because then they just came back with a vengeance. And was I'm like, oh, my God. And they're literally right outside of my window.
Oh.
So when I turned the recording in, I was like, I'm sorry. I said, if this audio isn't that great of a quality, I can re-record it. I was like, I can do it tonight or something. I was like, because there's construction, there's helicopters. I don't know, like, something's going on outside. But I was like, if I need to re-record it, I will. They were like, no, it's fine. It's good. So I was just like, oh. It was literally exhausting to record that stuff today.
Yeah, I had similar problems back when I was trying to get into, like, voice acting for, like, you know, smaller things that I could just do online.
Yeah.
When, like, my best bet was when I got home from school, because it was, like, I don't remember how much earlier than, like, my siblings that I got home, probably, like, an hour or so. So my parents would be at work still, and my siblings would be at school. So I had that, like, hour to try, or I'd have to do it, like, at night. And at night, the only problem is that they're all still here, so I still can't be, like, too loud. But at least they're not making noises. So it was, like, I really struggled back when I did that.
Yeah.
Because if they were home, they could be loud, or they could just burst in my room whenever, and then I'd have to redo a take. I know I had that problem a lot.
I remember when your little brother or your little sister would come into your room while we were recording a podcast.
They would do that. And they have done it even still when I'm at my parents' house if I record over there. So, so it's definitely nice now that I don't have to deal with that. But, there, you know, when it comes to stuff outside, like as you were talking about noise, I saw my light up, but I don't know if you heard it, but a noisy car went by.
Oh, no, I didn't even hear it.
It was really funny because you're like, oh, so much noise outside, and then a car goes by. Really loud on my end. Because I record downstairs right next to two windows. Mm-hmm. So there's always a chance that there could be people outside being loud, especially now with it getting or being lighter longer and getting warmer and stuff. But
yeah.
For the most part, it's okay. Around this time, it's not too bad usually.
Yeah, see, like, now, there's nobody's outside. It's completely quiet.
Everyone went home. But, yeah, it's tough.
It is.
But, you know, it's kind of fun also in a way, because then you get, you know, you can have, like, fun bloopers and stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's a... Like some of the, or at least one that I could think of off the top of my head, an ASMR person that I watch, she has posted a couple of like bloopers of her either messing up or other people outside being loud, and then she just has to sit there and just wait for that to stop.
It was, Lindsay had tweeted, I guess it was a voice actor or a voice actress that she follows. But. She retweeted a video from the voice actress, and it was just basic like recording from home. Be like, and she's just in front of her microphone. She's like, "Is that a plane? That's a plane." And then she just sits there until it goes by.
Yep. The funniest thing ever was back when Brown High School Host Club had like the dub for it. They did bloopers. And I would watch him, like, just look him up on YouTube and watch him all the time just because they were so funny. And I wish other anime and things, even if I didn't watch the dub for it, would post bloopers because, or like put it on a DVD or something because it's so funny. Just hear like professional people like that either flub a line or just make something up that doesn't really have anything to do with anything or, you know. I love bloopers. They're so funny.
They are.
But, I have a question. So have you ever ordered something and forgotten about it?
Have I ever ordered something
online and then you just forget about it? Either it took forever to get here or you just have a really bad memory.
We both know that. I have a bad memory. I feel like yes, I definitely have. But just to reiterate my bad memory. I don't remember exactly what it was. I'm sure it was something. It had to be something like from Wish or something. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like what normally you order something from Amazon or you order something from normal, you know, most American, big American companies, mm-hmm. they'll give you shipping updates and stuff like that to let you know, oh, your thing has been shipped. Oh, it's on its way and all this other kind of stuff. But Wish is like, we got your money. You'll get it.
Maybe.
Eventually. Maybe. It might be what you wanted. It might not be. I think it was right after Black Panther came out. Mm-hmm. And Black Panther had his, I think it were called Kamoye beads or something like that. It was like the little beaded bracelet he wore around his wrist. That mm-hmm. was basically like a multi-tool. It could do pretty much anything. It was like a communicator and a tracker and just all this other kind of stuff. And so I was looking online. I was like, oh, let me see if I can find like a replica set of beads like that or something. And Wish just, it wasn't like the Black Panther beads, but it was just, I think they call them like lava stones. It's like little black beads on an elastic little wristband or whatever. I was like, oh, that mm-hmm. looks pretty cool. And so I ordered that. And yeah, it took its sweet little time getting here. And I remember one day I came home and I checked the mail and it was just this little white package, with Chinese writing on it. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Yeah. So I opened it up and it was the bracelet and I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah. Totally forgot about that.
See, happened to me recently, at least where I obtained the package recently. Mm-hmm. Where there was someone who made like enamel pins and stuff, and I ordered, it was on pre-order, to be fair. So that usually means, you know, like they pre-order it, but the pins aren't ordered yet, so you have to wait longer than if they already have them in stock, and that's fine. And it was beginning, like the very beginning of December was when I had ordered them. And then I just completely forgot about them mm-hmm. until suddenly I got an email mid-April
okay.
that said that it shipped. And I was like, excuse me? And I had to click on it. And I've ordered from this person before, so, you know, I recognize their name and everything. But I clicked right. on it, and it's like, your order, here's your tracking number, your order shipped. And I was like, what did I order? And I had to, like, scroll through to find out what pins I had even ordered. And then I remembered once I saw the pictures, but if you, like, if they didn't have a pictures, I'd have been like, what did I order? I don't even remember. And then they got here, you know, not too long after that. Yeah, completely. If I never would have gotten those pins, I never would have realized. I never would have even thought about them again.
No, I've run into the issue where I have Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt uses my Prime account whenever she wants to order something. Mm-hmm. And I get into my little spending moods when I go into Amazon and I just start ordering stuff. Not necessarily because I need it, but it's like, oh, just you start browsing on Amazon and be like, oh, that looks nice. Oh, I want that. Just like in the past couple of weeks, I've gotten like 3 pairs of headphones for no reason. Like literally, I kid you not, because just how last week you were talking about how when you play Animal Crossing, you're normally watching something or you're listening to something else while you're playing. Mm-hmm. I've been either watching Achievement Hunter or watching something else on a stream or anything. So I have a Bluetooth earbud connected to my laptop. I'll have that in one ear. I have a Bluetooth headset that are outside of my ears. Kind of like the bone conduction headphones we were talking about before, but not quite. Mm-hmm. I got like the cheap knockoff version of it. But I'll have that, and those will be sitting outside of my ears. And then I'll have in my, so I'll have the computer Bluetooth in my right ear, the Bluetooth headset for my phone outside of my ears, and then I have a set of headphones plugged into my Switch in my left ear. So I'm listening to three separate things all at once. But I'm a madman. But that's beside the point. What I was getting to was that my aunt uses my Prime account, and she'll order something, and sometimes she'll tell me, sometimes she'll forget to tell me, but I'll get an email like, oh, your Amazon package is shipped, and I'm like, wait, what did I order? Then I have to go look it through it, and I was like, I didn't order that. I'm like, oh, my aunt ordered that. So then there was one time. She used my Prime to order my grandmother some underwear. And so I get the email. It's like, oh, your Amazon order is shipped. And so I go scrolling through the email. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I call my aunt. I'm like, hey, just curious. Did you use my Prime account recently? And she had to think about it. She was like, I think so. I'm like, did you order some underwear? She was like, oh, that's for your grandma. I'm like, okay. Perfect. All right. That's all I need to know. Okay, bye.
Just had to verify.
Yeah. Because I'm like, if my account's been hacked, then the last thing I want to see is that the person who hacked my account is ordering underwear.
Well, clearly they need it.
Apparently so, but not that bad to where they couldn't just go to the store for it. They had to order it from Amazon.
Yeah, my parents use my account too, and so I just look at my orders to find my own stuff, but then, you know, I'll see other stuff and I have to just scroll through to find my own, or if I want to see something that I've ordered before, I have to scroll through 1,000 things because my mom uses Amazon to order, like, Christmas stuff and, like, birthday stuff. So there's stuff, like, and just stuff in general, so throughout the year. So, it, like, the headphones I'm using right now, I really like these kind, and I've ordered them off of Amazon. But if I want to find the exact kind, I would have to scroll through so much to find them to order them again.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how I found them before. I've ordered them a couple different times, but I don't have a backup pair anymore. So I'm going to have to order another pair, too, and just have a backup pair.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to try and look for them. But she's the one who gets the emails, though, I think.
Oh, okay.
She changed it to her email. I don't get emails. Otherwise, I would get emails every time, and then I would have the same confusion you did. But either she had turned them off or she had sent them to herself because she would order Christmas presents through them, so she didn't want me to see what it was.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that was fair. And I know, you know, obviously if it's around Christmas time, I don't go through the orders and be like, oh, what did she get?
You know? You keep the integrity of it. That's nice.
Yeah, otherwise it's cheating.
True.
I already have to help wrap, like, my siblings' presents and then, like, suck at wrapping. I cannot make it look like pretty at all, but my parents are always like, oh, it doesn't matter, they just rip it apart anyway. I'm like, but look at, oh, god, it's so bad.
Well, they do have a point. They don't sit there like, oh, this is just not wrapped nice at all. They're just like, present, and just get in it.
Exactly. But when I wrap presents for, like, for stuff that I buy for people and hand it about, I'm like, I'm sorry, my wrapping sucks. But everyone knows by now. They still make fun of me, though.
Yeah. If it's something small, maybe you should just get a gift bag.
I do that sometimes. But it depends on what it is and if I already have wrapping paper at home and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do that because it's easier and it's a lot easier to make it look nicer, too. You just gotta fluff out the tissue paper and then stick it in and it looks nice.
I hate the tissue paper thing. I wish that tissue paper and gift bags wasn't a thing because it just bothers me because I'm very nitpicky about when I'm doing something to try to make it look pretty. My mom was like that. And when it came to wrapping presents, she was always very particular about how she wrapped them, and all the corners had to be perfect and symmetrical. So, unfortunately, that passed on to me. So when I go to wrap something, I have to sit there and like measure out, which I'm very grateful that wrapping paper now has the little squares on the inside. So you can evenly map out the grid on, make sure it's balanced on each side.
Man, that's too much.
I know. And I hate it. I hate that I do it, but I can't stop myself.
You see, what I do is I grab the middle of the whole square, and then I lift it up, and then I shake it. And then it becomes, you know, kind of like how you would expect wrapping paper to look, and then I stick it in the bag. That's what I do.
I might have to try that.
I described that well, but I was doing it. There's no camera, though, but I was doing it.
I have to get you to do a visual reenactment once we get done recording.
I need some wrap or tissue paper. Remind me around Christmas. I need to show you.
Yeah, good luck with that. Unless we start talking about wrapping presents again when it gets close to Christmas. Because what, we're in May? Yeah, I'm not going to remember that.
We're like almost halfway through the year.
It's been a long 5 months.
Man, you know what I'm upset about?
Here we go.
They have not, like, canceled or postponed or said anything about the Monsta X tour yet.
Really?
Yeah. And it's in a couple of weeks. Like, I guess they're going now. They canceled the Seoul dates, which was in, like, April or something. But that was all that they've said. But I guess now people are starting to get emails finally that are saying it's been postponed. But I guess it's going by like date and venue. So I guess some have already been said. And I guess the one that's on June 2nd, I forget where that is, if it's Minneapolis or where it is. But I guess that one has now been postponed as of like today. But like the Detroit one, which is June 5th, haven't said anything yet. And I guess Starship Entertainment hasn't had, like, they haven't said anything. They've given no official announcements. There's no, like, postponement, cancelment, nothing. Huh. And everyone's like, what? Like, can we get something so we can know if it's going on or not? Because, like, at this point, everyone expected it to be canceled, but everyone is getting nervous that it hadn't been. And I guess, like, I don't know, I guess on the tickets, if you look on mobile, I guess it's only on mobile, I guess if you're on desktop it's fine, but like the VIP tickets don't say VIP anymore, but I guess on desktop it does, so it's probably just a mobile error. And like, at least Michigan's stay-at-home order is through the end of May for now, but it keeps, every time it's up, it keeps getting extended, so I assume, you know, it would still go into June at some point, I don't know for how long, but if that was the case, it's like, well, obviously at least Detroit's has to be canceled. Or postponed or whatever, and it was just, it's very annoying. So technically Detroit still hasn't been postponed, or at least I haven't gotten any email yet. And it's like, hey, can we like get some news about this? But
something.
Yeah, I just had to let that out because I was really annoyed about it.
Because I know Rooster Teeth announced probably somewhere about a week ago that they were extending the time to issue or to request a refund for RTX tickets to, I want to say like late May, probably like another week or so to request refunds. But now they're saying that because they know it's a complete change in schedule and people like plan their whole trip around coming to Austin on the 4th of July weekend for RTX, and now that it's moved to September, people don't necessarily have that time off, or they already have the plans. So what they've done is they said that if you bought a ticket to RTX and you don't want a refund, you can transfer your tickets from RTX 2020 over to RTX 2021. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another thing about, like, the whole Monsta X thing is, like, it's in, at least our concert, you know, is, like, the beginning of June, and it's, like, some people have to travel, you know, because I know there's, like, Chicago and stuff, too, so some people have to travel you know, either fly or train or whatever, and hotels and all that. So the fact that they waited so long to say anything is just, like, really annoying and dumb, really.
Yeah.
But, and, like, at least from what I've gathered, it's most things is that you can't get a refund until a new date has been announced. I know Achievement Hunter, Jack, was talking about it for whatever they were doing, AH Live or whatever, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Where he had mentioned, like, they finally have new dates for now, and it's still tentative, you know, depending on the situation at the time, but
right.
Now that they have a new date and they can officially announce it, now, like, coming up soon, you can get, like, a refund for it. And that's from the emails that people have gotten for Monsta X so far. That's what they have said, too, is, like, you know, it's postponed for now, and it'll, when there's a new date, they'll let you know, and then after there's a new date, then you can request a refund. Which does kind of suck, because, you know, depending on what tickets you buy, it could be a lot of money that some people might need right now, but they can't get a refund until a new date is announced.
That's very true.
So, it kind of makes sense, but also sucks for people.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's just another one of those things that's just this year.
Oh, ow. I tried to laugh and I hiccuped. But yeah, you're right. That hurt.
You okay? You need a drink?
Yeah, okay. Actually, it's because I drank a lot of water right before we started.
Now you have the hiccups?
Yeah. And so it was just one. I very rarely, like, consistently get hiccups. You know, like, how sometimes you'll have hiccups and you'll have it for minutes on end? Mm-hmm. I always just have one. And it's just one random hiccup. And then it goes away.
Well, I mean, I guess that's a good thing. Because when you have hiccups for a while, it can be really funny. But it can also be really annoying.
Yeah, it can be. I completely lost my train of thought.
I don't even know. Something about this year?
Something about this year has been incredibly long. To say it's only 5 months. We're... you were saying that the year's close to halfway over.
Mm-hmm.
But we've come so far in 5 months. It feels like we've come so far in 5 months.
It does and it doesn't, because nothing's really been done this year.
That's very true. We've spent an eternity accomplishing nothing. That's what it seems like.
Exactly. There you go. That's why I was so happy to, like, do something today and feel kind of accomplished to actually get some stuff done. Because, man, does it suck. Especially recently around here, it's been, like, on and off. It's been either cold or nice and then windy or rainy. So I haven't been taking Toby on too many walks. The past couple days it's been okay, though, so I've been taking him on a couple walks. But, like, there was a couple days where I could only take him on one or none, depending on, like, the rain. And he doesn't like it when it's really windy because... like, when we get to a specific part on our walk, and I guess we don't have to walk down there, but, you know, he's used to his route. It's by a big open field, so there's no houses on that side, and so it gets extra windy over there, and he'll, like, tuck his head down and put his ears back and whine. So on days when it's, like, super windy, I don't usually take him on a walk. Or maybe I'll only take him on one instead of, like, two or three. Plus, now that my hair's short, I can put it in a ponytail, but usually just leave it down because it's easier. But then when it's really windy, it gets all over the place and it's very annoying. No. That's not too big of a deal because I can put it back if I want to, but no, it's just another one of those things. But today was okay. It wasn't too bad outside. It was a little chilly, but not too bad.
That's good. Again, I still haven't been outside. I was thinking about going outside today. I thought about it. There's a Popeyes right up the street. Now I was thinking about going and get Popeyes for lunch. And then I got busy with work, so I didn't go.
Well,
but I thought about going outside.
I've been a handful of times within the past few weeks, and for the most part, masks are required when you go anywhere now. But it's pretty much like depends on the store. So, like, if the store has a sign that says you need to wear a mask, then you need to. But if it doesn't, then you don't have to. Mm-hmm. But most stores say you have to. Some people still don't. But for the most part, most people do now. I always do now because it's pretty much required. So anytime I go anywhere, like, once I'm getting out of the car, I just put a mask on. Just to be prepared so I don't get turned away or something. And, you know, there's those fun arrows on the ground that are like, you have to shop this aisle this way.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Man, I get why, but boy, does it suck, because I don't need to go down every aisle, but now I kind of have to in order to go the right way.
True.
Or, like, if I need one thing, then I'll go down the aisle, like, the wrong way, and then I feel like I get looks, and it's like, I just need to grab this real quick. It's, like, right here. But they're also out of, like, the most random things half the time now. It's really like a what are they out of now kind of thing. Like, I guess my friend, she technically lives in a different city than I do. And she said that, like, all the stores there are, like, out of peanut butter. But, like, the stores that I've been to in my city have all been fine for peanut butter. So, like, we went to a store close by or in my city, and she was like, oh my god, peanut butter, and she grabbed a giant one. She's like, this will last us, because they use peanut butter a lot for, like, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and stuff like that, just because it's an easy go-to lunch and stuff. But she's just super excited to find peanut butter.
Yeah. It's the little things, you know?
Yes, it is. Oh my god, this, I have to get it! But, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what, like, if there were any, like, weird things that were out of stock. Not really. Ramen's gone a lot nowadays, except for, like, the shrimp kind, which is understandable, because gross.
It's not that bad.
But I've never had it, but it's shrimp, and I don't like shrimp, so I doubt I would like it.
I don't think, well, I don't know, I haven't read any ingredients in it, so I don't know. I don't know if there's any, like, actual seafood content in it.
Implied shrimp flavor.
Implied shrimp flavor. I suppose.
The only ramen, like, normal ramen I like is the chicken and the beef, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So, and I go back and forth between sometimes I really like the chicken and sometimes I really like the beef. Within the past couple years, it's probably been chicken. I still eat beef sometimes, but I mostly just do the chicken. Mm-hmm. And especially they have these little, like, microwavable bowls, and I would take them for lunch at school a lot, but they only come in chicken or spicy chicken flavor. Oh, you can't get it in any other flavor. I don't know why they don't make bowls in other flavors, but... we got off on a tangent. What's your topic?
I wish I could take credit for this question, but I was watching Achievement Hunter's stream yesterday. And so what they do, because they stream every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from like 1 to 5 Central. And once they get on stream, while they're setting up all their games and stuff, they do like a little, just sit and chat and they answer community questions. And they got into talking about naps. And so there was a discussion on how long a nap is. Like, what is the standard definition of a nap? So I was wondering, what is your definition of a nap?
I would say probably about 2 to 3 hours.
What?
See, I knew I was going to get wrong for it. Because for me, usually, if I say I'm going to nap, that means I'm done for the night. That means I'm going to bed, even though it's like 6 o'clock, because that means I will go to sleep, and I'll end up waking up at like 11, and then I'll probably have a snack and be up for an hour or two, and then go back to bed. So
I don't feel like that's a nap. I feel like that's a short sleep with an intermission.
That's why I'm saying, like, if I'm gonna have a nap, that pretty much means I'm done for the day. But like, nap, like my friend usually she takes about like a usually about 1 to 2 hour nap, if she takes one, and then she's good. So I guess more like 1 to 2 hours than 2 to 3 hours. But if I ever say I'm gonna nap, don't expect to talk to me again for that night. Except so basically, for a couple hours, probably between like midnight and 2 a.m.
Oh my god. So if you say you're about to take a nap, that means you're going to bed.
Pretty much, yeah. But I can't say I'm going to bed because it's like 6 o'clock. So I can't say, oh, I'm going to bed. I have to say nap, otherwise it's weird. That's why I don't take naps very often.
Yeah, I do remember you saying that you don't really take naps. Yeah. For me, I would say my average nap ranges anywhere from about 30 minutes to like an hour and 15.
See, I'm going to judge you for that because I can't. It takes me at least like 20 to 30 minutes to even fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just can't. That's such a short nap. I can't, like, it does nothing for me if I only sleep for like that amount of time. That's why I'd have to sleep for at least an hour or two to get like a good nap in.
For me, anything like over an hour and a half, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be like groggy and tired. And if it is like in the middle of the day or early evening and I'm no good to do anything else because I'll still be tired.
See, man, I never nap with the like the thought of when I wake up, I'm going to do something.
That's fair.
I only nap because I'm tired and I can't wait until it's like an acceptable bedtime to go to sleep. So I did it a lot and I have this really bad habit of staying up way too late. So then I don't get, that hasn't really happened since like high school or like early after high school when I like one of the jobs I had. I would stay up too late and for no reason. And I still do this. I still stay up too late, but right now it doesn't matter because I'm not working. Yeah. and I don't get as much sleep as I should. So then I get really tired during the day. And normally it's not too bad. I don't get too tired because I still usually get at least a decent amount of sleep. But there are some days where, back in the day where I didn't, especially during high school, I'd get like maybe 5 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. And I would be okay for the day, really. Then there's, like, my friend, who she can't get, like, less than 8 hours of sleep. Otherwise, she will be dead tired the next day. And it's amazing to me, because at, like, 10 o'clock, she's like, good night, because she has to get up at, like, a little later now that their hours have changed. But she has to get up at, like, 7 or 8 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So she, once she's in bed, she doesn't go to sleep right away. She's still on her phone for a little bit. So that's why at like 10, between 10 and 11, she's usually in bed. But for me, I don't need that much sleep. It would be nice to get that much sleep, but I don't need it. I can survive. I can survive at least a handful of days without getting more than like 6 hours of sleep. If I go for too long, I struggle. But that's why I just, naps are just, I have a love-hate relationship with naps because of that reason, because I don't usually take them because I'm just out for the count because I can't take a short nap because it doesn't do anything for me. Because the whole reason I need a nap is because I'm too tired and I need that sleep. That makes sense. I think I just talked in a really weird circle that didn't quite make sense.
I think I got it. I think I understand. Well, for me, naps are, for the most part, they aren't really planned.
I fell asleep.
That's really how it happens sometimes. Like, more often than not, especially, like, recently, since I've been working from home, I'll get off work, and I think I said this, like, a couple weeks before on an episode, I'll get off work, I'll close my work laptop, I'll open up my personal laptop, and then I'll start watching Achievement Hunter, or I'll start watching YouTube or something like that. And if I'm not really watching something in particular that I really am interested in, then I would say 7 times out of 10, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to fall asleep. And it's not because I want to fall asleep, but I just fall asleep. And then I'll lay there and I'll sleep, and probably I'll wake up in about 45 minutes to an hour. Just wake up. But there have been times where I've taken what I call tactical naps. Where,
like 20 minutes?
I would say anywhere between 20 to 45 minutes. Where, and this was, and I can say this because I don't work there anymore, but when I was working for the guard and I had my own office, I would take a tactical nap in my office. I would shut my door and I would lean back in my chair and I would just set my alarm for like 25, 30 minutes, and then I'll close my eyes and I'll just fall asleep, because I'll be doing something and while I'm working, my eyes are like shutting and I'm nodding off at my desk. I'm like, okay, I need to take basically a power nap. I need to take a power nap. I need to reset myself, and I come back and I'll be fresh. And so I do that and then I'm good to go.
That's what they say or something like that, where you should only lay down for like 20 to 30 minutes or something. Even if you don't fall asleep, just laying down and having your eyes closed apparently can refresh you. But and I don't understand the concept of accidentally falling asleep, because I have to actively, like if I lay there with my eyes closed, I know I'm probably going to go to sleep. So it's not like a, whoops, I fell asleep. It's like, if I'm bored or something, then I might lay down and close my eyes, and then I'm like, well, maybe I'll fall asleep or maybe I won't. But it's not like I can't accidentally fall asleep. It's something I have to, like, I know. It's a thought that I have of either if I'm trying to go to sleep or if, because I'm laying there with my eyes closed, I know there's a chance I could fall asleep. So I've never like woken up like, I accidentally fell asleep. Never had that.
So you've never like been watching Netflix or something and just sit there and you just kind of doze off?
I mean, I've had it where like if I'm watching, especially if it's in bed or something and it's late, if I'm watching a show, because I just want to know what happens, but I'm so tired and it's late, then I'll realize that, like, I can't keep my eyes open, so I realize I'm starting to fall asleep. And so at that point, either I'll turn the show off or I won't, but if I don't, then I'll probably end up closing my eyes. At that point, I know I'm like, well, at this point, I'm going to be screwed. And so I have, it hasn't happened in a long time. It's been more like early high school, where that would happen. I'd be watching something and then end up waking up at some point being like, oh man, I did end up falling asleep. But it was never really like I knew it was happening, so I could have just set my phone down, but I usually didn't. I just kept it playing. So I'd wake up, my phone is almost dead. But I mean, I knew that I was starting to fall asleep, so I should have turned off the show and plugged it in, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So I guess in a way that's kind of like accidentally falling asleep, but also I had ample time to realize I was falling asleep and do something about it. But I was just like, oh, well, I'm falling asleep anyway.
And it's still like you said, while you're in bed, it's still nighttime. So that's still considered going to sleep. But I mean, like, say, for instance, it's like a Saturday afternoon. And you don't really have anything else to do and you're just sitting there and you're watching Netflix or watching Crunchyroll or whatever, and you just happen to doze off.
No, I have to work to fall asleep. I can never really just fall asleep. My friend can though, like you, but she, as long as she's comfortable and warm, she can pretty much fall asleep whenever. Like if there's a show playing or something, if she's like laying on the couch and she's got a blanket on, she's almost guaranteed to fall asleep. So she could pretty much fall asleep all the time, and she'll, you know, if she realizes it, she'll have to move around or get less comfy or at least move around or stand up a little bit to kind of wake herself up. Yeah. But I just don't have that. I don't know. don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You know what? I honestly don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I also, you know, take naps that last from about, like, 6 to, like, 12. And then I'm up for, like, probably 2 to 3 hours. And then I go back to sleep until, like, a normal wake-up time. So, man, I haven't actually taken a nap in a while. Mostly because of dog. Because there would be sometimes, especially on like the weekend, if I wasn't really doing anything, and if I woke up kind of early, there'd be times where I would take a nap or something on the couch. But now, I don't trust the dog and the cat to be by themselves. And I don't, if I want a nap, then I'd want it to be on the couch. I don't want to go in bed. And can't. I'd have to either lock the cat down the basement or lock the dog in a room upstairs, but he doesn't like to be alone, so then he just howls. So, I have not taken a nap, at least since I got the dog, which was in, like, mid-March.
Okay.
I've also been off work for the entirety of that time. Yeah. So, I haven't really needed to nap, but like I said, sometimes, you know, on days where if I don't do too much and I'm just tired, sometimes I'm like, maybe I should nap, but then I don't. But I don't need to, so it doesn't really matter. It's just like, I'm kind of bored and I could use like a nap.
Yeah.
But I just don't, because there's no reason, and it'd be a big hassle with the cat and the dog.
Right.
Like right now, they're both fine. They're both hanging out. He's sleeping on the couch and Smokey's sleeping behind me on my mic bag, which I set down specifically to distract him, and it worked.
Fall him into your trap.
Yeah. Every time I use the pot, the microphone, like during the podcast or when I talk to a friend or something, I put the mic bag down on the floor because it's hard for Smokey to resist to not sleep on it. So it's a pretty much guaranteed way to get him to be over there and not messing with me. And it works.
Cats. I was just talking to my girlfriend a little while ago. She was talking about her cat. How he's... Because, you know, of course she's working from home too. Hmm. But how while she's working from home, he wants to lay on her, and he wants to cuddle up with her, and all sorts of kind of stuff. She's like, well, I'm trying to work, and you're kind of making it hard for me to, like, do what I need to do. But once she gets off of work, and she's like, okay, you know, I can lay with you now, I can pet you now, and he just wants to be a brat and just terrorize the entire house.
Yep. But, it's so funny, because it was a while ago. Few months ago, but I was over at my friend's house and I had just woken up and I went out to the living room and my friend was at work and her mom was on the couch just laying down. And my friend's cat was like laying with her mom, and that, you know, he doesn't usually do that too often because she usually just doesn't sit still long enough for him to like get comfortable. So the fact that she was laying down, he was like, nice, I can cuddle with her. But as soon as I walked out there, he like jumped up to greet me. And then he ended up wanting to go back to her. But she was like, no, you left me for her. I don't want you anymore. She's like, we never get to cuddle. And we finally cuddled. And you went up to greet her. So I don't want cuddles anymore.
Betrayal.
That's like what it was. I was like, it's okay, Nikki. I'll cuddle you. He's a really cuddly cat. Smokey can be. It kind of depends. Lately he's been on and off clingy. Like you heard him before we started the podcast where he was, because I was upstairs busy doing stuff, so I came back downstairs and he was like, well, now I want attention because you've been busy. But most of the time he's okay, just kind of filling, or sometimes, you know, throughout the day he'll come over and just cuddle with me while I'm sitting here, like, watching YouTube or something. But he doesn't really, like, sleep with me. He's never really done that. He has a few times throughout, like, the many years that we've had him, but he's just not really... I don't know if, like, I move too much. I don't know. He never really sleeps with anybody. I want to cuddle you and sleep himself. But if you sleep, like, nah. I don't want to cuddle. But, you know, Toby, on the other hand, will sit at me. I usually make him get off the bed if, like, I move around too much. Because I still haven't transitioned to my bigger bed. Because the whole thing, that's part of the reason why I was cleaning upstairs. Because the bed frame and the bed won't fit right now because it's kind of too big. And so I have to get some stuff. I have to, like, clean out the hallway and the girls' room in order to get stuff out of my room in order to fit the new bed in there. So I still have a smaller bed. So sometimes I make him get down if I want to move around or whatever, because half the time he'll be on my legs or right up on my chest. But then after a little bit, he'll try and come back. He'll stand at the foot of my bed and just until I let him back up. And he doesn't always. Sometimes he'll just settle with being on, like, he has some blankets and stuff on the floor. But usually a handful of times before I'm finally like, no, he'll keep just whining at me until I'm like, come on. And he's like, yes. And then he'll lay, like, on top of me. I'm like, man, I need to get this bigger bed up here so then he can just sleep on my bed all night and it won't matter.
Yeah.
I don't have to kick him off. But it's not, I mean, he sleeps on the couch all day, so it's not like you can't sleep on some blankets for, like, a few hours at night.
It's different. It's different being in bed, I guess.
I don't know, but oh well. He can suffer for a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's definitely a big, like, cuddler. But only, like, at night, like, if you're sleeping. If I just go up and sit on the couch next to him, he usually won't, like, come over and sit next to me. He'll still be on the couch, but he won't, like, come over and cuddle me. But as soon as, like, you're laying down in bed, he's like, I will lay on top of you. So I don't know. I don't know what's different. Dogs and cats, I don't know, man.
Can't explain it. Can't even begin to explain it.
But, you know, I mean, it's fun. Love having animals.
Yeah. I don't know, because I know we talked about it before, but just their little personalities are incredible.
That's why it's so much fun when you have, like, multiple animals at one time, too, like, you know, multiple cats and multiple dogs, because then you can really see their individual personalities when you have more than one, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was trying to, I think, well, who was it? Evan or no, Jeremy. Jeremy with his cats, every time, like, they do the podcast and something, it's so funny. So he's always like, this one's really fat, and these two don't like each other, but they're cuddling right now, and, like, look at them. I had to take pictures. It's almost every time that they do the podcast, he mentioned, and then Jack especially, too, of course, because his animals bombard the room every time.
Yeah, just walk across the desk.
I love these from home podcasts
and they are so great. the stream that they did yesterday, it was Alfredo's birthday, and so the Zoom call that they had going on, they just had a whole bunch of, like, the background for the entire call, they just had a whole bunch of pictures of Alfredo, and then they had one picture of Trevor in there too.
Of course.
But I don't remember. It had to be, like, when it first started streaming from home. And Jeremy was in his room, and they were talking about something. And Jeremy kept turning around. He said, well, if you guys see me keep turning around, it's because Scooter and Zipper are in a chair behind me, and they're cuddled up with each other. He said they normally don't do that because they hate each other. And then, so they were talking and talking and talking again. And he whooped and he turned around again. He said, all I heard was a big, like, yell. And he said he turned around. He saw Scooter with Zipper's entire head in his mouth. And he said he turned back around again. And then he looked at him and then they were back sleeping again. He was like, I can't with these cats. Like, I just don't get it.
Yep, that's just Dell cats are. Jeremy's also really funny because he's like, I'm always in a kitchen chair because they steal my computer chair.
He lets his cats take his chair.
Yeah, you know what I do with Smokey? Because almost every day in the morning when I come downstairs, Smokey will like chase me to the desk, and he'll jump up in the chair, and then he'll like lay down in the back of it. And I usually, I still have to get like the laptop out, and I usually get something for breakfast, so I kind of just let him hang out there for a little bit. But if he's still there when I go to sit down, I just sit on the edge of it, because eventually he'll move. So it usually doesn't take it very long after I sit on the edge of it. He's like, all right, I'll move. But Jeremy's just like, no, this is their chair now.
I want to say it's probably because it's mostly Booker that takes his chair, and Booker is a lot bigger, so he probably wouldn't have much room to sit on the chair.
You underestimate just like... Smokey. We called him Fat Boy.
Oh, wow.
He's not skinny either. He's a heavy cat. I'm sure he's probably lighter than Jeremy's cat, but I mean, he's still decently heavy, but I still will pick him up if I have to. I will pick up the dog if I have to. The dog's not that heavy. And he's also small enough that I can pick him up. And it's funny because he'll panic when you first pick him up, but after you're holding him, he's like, oh, okay. But then if you go to set him down, he starts panicking again. And it's like, just relax. I'm not going to let you fall. You're going to panic and you're going to make yourself fall.
And just imagine Toby just like, what is this? What is this? No, wait. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. All right. I'm good with this. He just calms down.
Once he realizes you're like not going to drop him and he's safe, he's like, all right. But it's like the lifting him up and the putting him back down is just what causes him to panic.
Oh, wow.
He's a mess of a dog. And it's also like, you know, with cats, if you're holding them, you can just pretty much, they'll want to get down and you just kind of open their arms and they'll just fall. Like, they'll just jump down. They can do that. You can't do that with dogs. Dogs are not so graceful.
No, they're not. They'll just flop and wriggle around on the ground.
Yeah. My friend's dog, she's a Yorkie Pomeranian mix, and she's really cute. But, you know, she's really small because she's mixed with two different small breeds. And she hates being, like, up high. Like, she'll jump up on the couch or on the bed or something. But, like, if you pick her up or if you put her on a counter or something, she just panics and hates it. And it's like, especially when you're holding her, it's like, you're not going to fall. You're fine.
You're like, hey, this is too high for me. The ground is too far away.
Yeah, she just panics. And it's like, Bella, just relax. I'm not going to drop you. But she's a very nervous dog. She's very, very just like...
jittery,
submissive. Yeah, like if you tell her anything, she just kind of gives you this look like, I'm so sorry. And it's like, chill. Like, why are you so on edge all the time? But she's funny because of it. Man, I don't know how we got into pets.
Who knows?
Who knows how we get into any topic, really?
It happens. But if any of our listeners have any pet stories that they want to share, we would love to hear pet stories. Pet stories are always fun because pets just do the most insane things.
They do not care.
They really don't. But if any of our listeners has any pet stories that they want to share with us, you can easily send those to us. You can find us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on our page. You can just click that, send us a message, tell us all about the crazy and nonsensical things that your pets do. If you want to include a picture, you can include a picture too. We love to see some pictures of some pets. That would help us feel all warm and fuzzy inside. But you can also find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. You can message us there, or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Tweet at us, like our tweets. There aren't that many. I need to get better about tweeting out stuff. But for the ones that are there, you can like those tweets. But if you want to forego social media and still get in touch with us, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Again, questions, comments, stories, anything you want to share with us, we would love to hear from you. If you want to keep up with the show, you can subscribe to the Spotify podcast on any podcast streaming service, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, any one of those. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and then you can just click subscribe. And if you do subscribe, we ask if you can. It's a good free way to support the show, but leave us a rating and a review. It would help us out a lot. The ratings will help us move up in those podcast charts. So that way, when people are looking for a new podcast to listen to, they'll be more likely to see us up there. But the reviews help us because it lets us know what you think about the show. It lets us know the things that you like, the things that you think we can improve upon. So that way, we can deliver a better quality show to you. But if you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming services, you don't want those apps on your phone or any mobile device that you have, you can still keep up with the show. You can go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player right there from our website. You can scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to. You can click play right there from your browser, wherever you can access the internet, tablet, PC, laptop, phone, gaming device. Anything that you can get a browser on, you can go to the website and listen to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with myself or Ashley individually, our social media links will be in the description of the show, as well as all of the other links of everything else that I just mentioned.
You know, I don't pay attention to the outro anymore, so I don't know if you miss anything.
I think I've gotten into a pretty decent rhythm to where I catch everything.
You don't really flip either most of the time. You're pretty good about it.
I think, I don't know, maybe because I did a lot of talking earlier and I did enough flubbing recording for work that maybe I flubbed out. I filled my flub quota for the day.
Maybe you just have to do that more often. Just talk for no reason. You can record it if you want. And then, boom, all your flubs are out.
I hope not. I don't see how Let's Players and streamers do it. Especially streamers. Because they're basically talking to themselves, essentially. I mean, like, they'll interact with the chat for the most part. But they're just essentially doing a live commentary on whatever game they're playing. And yeah. Just all that talking, like, literally is exhausting. And then when you think about, like, the Achievement Hunter and how much energy they put into their videos and how many videos they record a day, it looks easy and it looks fun, but that's because they make it look easy. And I didn't do half of, not even half, I didn't do a fraction of what Achievement Hunter does on a daily basis. And I can... It took a lot out of me just to record. Like, I think I did like maybe 3 or 4 takes just dealing with all the noise and everything. And like the script that I was reading from was like 2 pages. And that's me reading from a script. They're like just going freestyle, comedy, jokes, just all over the place. Stuff they have to come up with on the fly. I'm tired thinking about it.
Yeah, I know. I just, like, there's something about people who could do that. They must, like, something with their voice or something. Because, like, I hang out with my friend for a weekend or something. And then, you know, like, only 3 days. And my throat really hurts just because I talk so much and laugh so much just, you know, hanging out with her. But, like, you know, like you said, these people do it all day. Yeah. Like 5 days a week at least, right. Usually. And I can't do it for like 3 days. So they must do some sort of like voice exercises or something.
They gotta do something.
Yeah, because. And then, like insane. You said,
just straining your voice, and that's just like you talking. But, yeah. You know, Achievement Hunter yells and screams, and like when they do Sea of Thieves and they do the pirate voices. Yeah. Or, you know, all these other kind of stuff that they do, different voices, and they get into character and stuff for, you know. And then you have Ryan streams, Jack streams, Jeremy streams. So they're talking all day at work, and then they come home and they do it. And it's like, how do you have a voice after all of this?
Yeah, I want, like, what do they do? Do they do anything special, or do they just have really good, like, something. How do you talk? What is that called? Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's just years and years of doing it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's impressive.
It is. It's absolutely impressive. And I have a very deep respect for them.
Yeah. Anybody who can do that, or like voice acting or anything where they literally use their voice for like a living like yeah. that.
Yeah. It is. It is a feat. And we salute you. But to all of our listeners, we thank you so much for joining us this episode. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
See ya.